case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What's your idea?
$1 million idea. Okay. Is there anything more annoying than getting phone calls incessantly from people asking about someone who isn't you? Hey, is Roger there? No, Roger's not here. The next day.
Oh. I don't answer non-number. You answer the numbers you don't know.
You never know who
that's
it's going to be.
That's a whole other discussion for another day, dude.
Yeah. You never know who it's going to be. Thing. I keep getting phone calls on a literal daily basis from someone named Roger. Or for someone named Roger.
Yeah.
I'm like, Roger's not here. Oh, this isn't Roger's number anymore? No, it's not Roger's number. Okay, my bad. The next day, the same thing keeps happening.
Are they screwing with you?
I don't think so. But I don't know.
Old person, young person, woman?
I would say it was a man, probably mid-40s. Sounds like someone who should know what they're... Same person.
Same person.
Same
calling.
Person every okay. day.
It's got to be someone screwing with him, no?
I've got an idea, though.
I had companies calling me once for a woman named Jody McGill.
Someone who used to have your number, probably, right?
I guess, but it was a company calling for them.
My new idea is, you know how 911 for an emergency, 811 to dig. Uh-huh. If someone's calling you incessantly for someone else, you give them 111, and when you dial 111, you transfer them, and it goes to the person they're looking for, because that person had my phone number. Roger, Robert, whatever his name is, had my number, and I'm tired of people calling me for him.
So, you wanted to you want 111 to transfer to the person
who had my number before.
Doesn't have your number.
Yes, I'm tired of people calling for him.
But so what if someone changed their number because they didn't want to get found, and then you're giving someone their... Let's say I'm trying to hide from John, 40-year-old John in Stallus, and he keeps calling for me, and he keeps calling Gibbon's phone, but he's crazy. In fact, maybe he was abusive. Who knows? I'm making upstairs. And Gibbon's like, let me just forward him on to you.
But when you're looking for Roger, when Roger changes his number, Roger says, hey, I don't want John or Steve or Tom calling me. Here are the numbers that you can't transfer. I have given this so much thought because it drives me nuts every damn day.
You really thought this through.
Can I solve your problem by saying, stop answering numbers you don't know, dude?
Yeah. You never know who it can be.
The only one I know that does that.
Is it a local number, too?
No, never.
Okay, no, that's weird, too. Like, I'll answer a random local number, only because my number's out there for things, like I'm a chair for the Out of the Darkness Walk. Like, I have to answer numbers that are local, but I won't answer a number from a different area code that I don't know. Why would you do that? Just stop.
Should we just be the judges? Is it $1 million idea or not? Gibbons has the idea that you should be able to transfer people who used to have your number when somebody calls for them. $1 million idea, yes or no?
I say no.
So thumbs down.
Come on. It's so
I'm going to go ahead and say... Thumbs down. Stop answering numbers you don't know.
Hold on. Yes.
There's someone to voicemail like everyone else.
It shouldn't be someone else's job to create something that helps you not deal with that problem when you could simply solve it yourself so easily.
I know I'm not the only one who deals with it, though.
You're the only one I know that picks up numbers they don't know.
Yeah, you can deal with it so easily. Just don't answer the phone.
I'm not sure who's calling or what they had to say, but apparently they might have my back. I'm not quite sure.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie, were you calling about this? You have somebody calling your phone from a different...
I did have somebody calling my phone and texting me.
Okay.
But it was these really weird men, and some lady had used my phone number on
a Okay, it's really hard. Yeah,
it's hard to hear you.
You gotta get off your Bluetooth, honey. Yeah,
hold
it's
on
so
the phone.
Hard just... to hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hold on
if
the phone,
if you can disconnect it, we can bring you back. It's not hard to get off your Bluetooth. It takes five seconds. If she's still there.
You here?
I'm here.
Are you off your Bluetooth?
That's better a little bit. Yes, there we go. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so a long time ago, not too long, about maybe 6 months ago, I started receiving these really odd texts and phone calls. And I normally don't answer my phone when I have different numbers coming in that I don't recognize. I'm like Allie that way.
Yes, okay. Hell no. It's like, why would I answer this?
Right, except for I run like a in-home dog boarding business. So sometimes I receive phone calls from people. So sometimes I do answer it.
You have to answer, yes.
I have to answer it, right. But I started receiving these really weird texts saying, hey, I got your phone number, and it was from a dating website.
Oh,
I'm not on a dating website. I'm married. I'm sorry. That's my number. And they'd be like, no. And they'd send me the conversation with their picture with my phone number that somebody had used.
So somebody else was using your information on a dating website somehow. That's crazy. That's weird.
What the heck?
That's bizarre.
That is weird.
And the guys were creepy and weird too. It was freaky.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good story to tell at bars.
We got
and
some,
not with friends.
Some text at 71037 that solved this problem so easily.
Well, would
don't
not
answer.
Don't answer the phone?
or even just block the number calling. It's so easy to do that on the iPhone.
Yeah, that too.
Genius too. And then you know it's the wrong number, so why do you keep answering it is my real question. Like,
you're doing
the next
it to yourself.
Day, you know.
You're playing yourself, friend.
Seriously.
You're playing yourself.
Well, then I gotta remember the number and it's a random number.
No,
I can't
you
remember.
The worst part is he thought about this. I thought he was a genius last night. And he came into work and we're
I will give you $0 for this idea.
Damn
$0.
It.
Oh, there's a balloon deflating.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.